Welcome to today's reading of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American, read by volunteers and staff. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hello, I'm Jesse. I'm reading from the Midland Reporter Telegram for Thursday, September 7th. ProPetro CEO says bond passage would be investment in community. Sam Sledge at Chambers State of Education event said investment would help match what oil companies have been doing for years. The story was written by Stuart Doreen. It's time for Midland to match the investment oil companies are making in the community every day. That was the message from ProPetro's Chief Executive Officer and Director, Sam Sledge, during the Midland Chamber of Commerce's State of the Education event. Sledge was on the panel when the proposed $1.4 billion bond was brought up, the supposed elephant in the very large Bush Convention Center, and he told the hundreds in attendance he was on the bond planning committee and his favorite things about the proposal that goes before voters on November 7th are the security upgrades, which come with more modern facilities, and the grid realignment. He then said it is time for Midlanders to remember the billions of dollars being invested every year by oil companies like ProPetro, Pioneer Natural Resources, and Diamondback Energy, the presenting sponsor of the State of Education. He said one can put that $1.4 billion up against the numbers that oil companies spend and, quote, it's not that big of a number, end quote. Midland College President Damon Kennedy also was on the panel and also threw his support behind the bond. Kennedy also served on the bond planning committee and said that as a father to former Midland ISD students, he never understood the district's ninth grade campuses, something that bond passage is expected to rectify. He said all students need access to every program, and that is critical from his perspective as the fifth president of the college. Quote, I think Midland is in a unique place, Kennedy said. The time is now to pass a bond. I don't know how many more times Midland gets to tell the world we don't care about public education. End quote. The bond is a hot-button topic in Midland, but the Midland Chamber of Commerce's panel discussion made sure that topic wasn't just approached, but integral to the presentation. Evan Thomas, Chief Operating Officer of the Chamber, stated that the Chamber Board unanimously passed a resolution showing its support of the bond, and two of the three panel members specifically mentioned their personal support for the bond initiative. Stephanie Howard, the superintendent of the Midland Independent School District, told those in attendance that she could not publicly advocate or oppose the bond, but that the bond plan would lessen the need for portables and help with the expected 3,500 student increase in 9 years. She added that because of tax compression made possible by the Texas legislature and by the expected increase in the homestead exemptions, one of the largest school bonds in the history of Texas, if passed, would not be a dramatic impact on the district's total tax bill. Howard stated that the current tax rate, 91.4 cents per $100 valuation, will drop in 2024. The Midland ISD School Board is expected to vote on a tax rate, 82.3 cents per $100 valuation, that would help pay more interest and sinking debt. Should the bond pass, the rate would then increase to 88.4 cents per $100 valuation. Editor's note. Editor Stuart Doreen is on the board of directors of the Midland Chamber of Commerce. He abstained from voting on the resolution. Oil and gas man files for MISD race. Josh Gwynn to run against Brian Murray in Northwest Midland. The story was written by Stuart Doreen. An oil and gas man with nearly two decades in the business will run for Midland ISD School Board. Josh Gwynn filed Wednesday to represent Midlanders in the northwest part of the city as he challenges Brian Murray for the District 7 seat. Gwynn filed on the last day of the filing period for November 7th special election. Gwynn talked to the Reporter Telegram and stated his intention is to bring transparency and authenticity to the position. He stated he has three pillars for education in Midland and District 7. They are improving academic outcomes, supporting teachers, and restoring discipline. Local schools also should provide necessary tools and resources for teachers, parents, and students to achieve academic success. He talked about being born and raised in Midland, graduating from Lee High School, and seeing the direction Midland ISD has gone. Gwynn said he looked at running in 2020, and when the opportunity came around this year because of the special election, his fiancée told him it is time to stop talking and run. Quote, "Instead of talking about opinions," Gwynn said, "it is time to share them with everybody. There is no turning back. I am 100% in," end quote. District 7 includes the following areas: Greentree, Briarwood, Saddle Club Ranch Estates, Great House, a section bordered by Garfield Street on the east, Midland Drive on the west, Bluebird Avenue on the north, and Loop 250 on the south, and another section bordered by Loop 250 and Briarwood to the north, Wadley Avenue to the south, Holiday Hill and Loop 250 to the west, and Midkiff Road to the east. Gwynn's business experience includes more than a decade managing multi-million dollar CapEx drilling budgets and working with a teamwork-centered mindset to accomplish strategic objectives. Gwynn, age 36, pointed to having students in the school district and being part of that younger generation wanting to step up to the plate. Quote, "MISD is not trending right now in a good direction," Gwynn said. "Not to take away from Brian, but I can bring things to the table to make the changes that are needed," end quote. He said people will realize during the campaign that he is authentic and that if he says something that they can believe it. Gwynn said, quote, "I don't beat around the bush. We need transparency. People need to know what is going on in the school district," end quote. Pfluger calls for a local public hearing on lizard listing. The story was written by Mella McEwen, oil editor. Last month, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service extended the comment period for the public on listing the Dunes sagebrush lizard as endangered under the Endangered Species Act to October 2nd. The extension had been requested by various energy industry associations, including the Permian Basin Petroleum Association, which requested a public meeting be held in Midland before the comment period ends, in the same letter requesting the extension of the deadline. That request was echoed this week by Congressman August Pfluger. In a letter to Martha Williams, the San Angelo Republican, whose district includes the Permian Basin and a portion of the lizard's habitat, urged her to hold a public hearing in the Permian Basin, quote, "to fully understand the consequences that the Biden administration's decision to list the Dunes sagebrush lizard as an endangered species would have on local communities, as well as energy and national security," end quote. Pfluger wrote that the listing poses an existential threat to the nation's energy independence, making it imperative the FWS hear directly from the community it will impact. He also highlighted the fact that while the Permian Basin has produced the lion's share of oil and gas in the country, the region is also a leader in renewable energy development, with the potential to provide power for over 9 million homes. The proposed listing, he wrote, would have an outsized impact on future renewable energy development as such projects would face steep regulatory hurdles. Justin Painter discusses state of Midland County Sheriff's Office. Painter to run for Midland County Sheriff. The story was written by Ben Schaffer. Justin Painter, the son of the late Gary Painter, formally announced his campaign to run for Midland County Sheriff Wednesday at the DoubleTree Hotel by Midland Plaza Hotel. Justin Painter stated that his opponents for the Republican nomination, who as of now are Sheriff David Kreiner and former Chief Deputy Rory McKinney, quote, have more than proven that they do not possess the knowledge or ability to run an efficient and respectable sheriff's office, end quote. Being more open and available to the media and public is an aspect of his father's Midland County Sheriff's Office that Painter wants to bring back. Quote, I plan to have an open-door policy and invite the public back into the sheriff's office as I have nothing to hide, he said. Justin's father, Gary, died in 2019. He had served as Midland County Sheriff for 34 years. Painter discussed an emphasis on injury-related crimes, cracking down on drug and alcohol-related crimes, and putting an end to human trafficking in Midland. He also discussed oil field theft and hiring the personnel necessary to make a difference in that area. Painter said he has been contacted by many people who want to see the Painter legacy and attitude back at the Midland County Sheriff's Office. Quote, it would mean everything, Painter said, about being elected and following his father's footsteps. Quote, he had the heart for it. He was dedicated to the people as I feel as I am. I'm highly dedicated, highly motivated to get things done, to bring law and peace back to Midland County, and with the help of MISD Police Chief Carlos Ortiz and Midland Police Chief Seth Herman, I know all three of us together, we can make it work, we can make it happen, end quote. Painter listed some of his background and accomplishments during his press conference. He attended MISD elementary and junior high schools before attending Lee High School, now Legacy, where he was a member of two football teams that won Class 5A state championships. Painter attended Midland College and then volunteered to join the Air Force, where he spent 12 years as a military police officer. Painter was deployed to Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Kuwait, Iraq, Afghanistan, and islands off the coast of Brazil. Painter received the Air Force Achievement Medal for saving a child from choking to death while on base. Painter was promoted to sergeant in the Air Force and classified as an expert marksman. Painter attended the U.S. Army Special Weapons and Tactics School. Painter attended the Permian Basin Law Enforcement Academy and went to work for the Andrews County Sheriff's Office as a patrol deputy, where he worked for 6 months. After discovering that Andrews County schools did not offer wrestling for his children, he and his family moved to Conroe, and Justin has worked as a patrol deputy at the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. In 2022, Painter received the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office Law Enforcement Officer of the Year Award. He was 9 years old in 1990 when he started riding on patrol with his father. Quote, my dad had one of the most respected sheriff's offices in the state of Texas for 34 years. I was shocked and extremely disappointed at how much the Midland County Sheriff's Office has regressed since my dad has passed away, Painter said. Opinion staff writer. High Sky Wing Flight provides once-in-a-lifetime experience. The story was written by Morgan Taylor Thomas. Every few months, I like to gaslight myself into being an adrenaline junkie. Sometimes it works. Sometimes I just laugh at myself and move on. But last week, at the air show media meeting, I shrugged my shoulders and climbed into the barely 4-foot-wide back seat of an LJ-335. If your plane knowledge is anything like mine, LJ-335 doesn't mean much. If you're not like me, then you know this type of fighter plane, or at least the one at the CAF High Sky Wing, was used during the Korean War. After pulling myself onto the wing and channeling any childhood ballerina flexibility left in me, I finally got my 6-foot body through the roof and into the tiny space. Lauren Munt, a digital content producer at television station KOSA, climbed into the co-pilot seat, followed by a much more graceful entrance from 6'4" pilot Donnie Hafner. The three of us put our headphone and mic sets on. Hafner started the plane, closed the roof opening, and took off toward the airport runway. At this point, I started to feel the nerves. I don't mind flying if I complete my pre-flight ritual, but between the sun beaming through the plane's clear top, my claustrophobia, and the fact that I could see every Hafner switch flip and button click, deep breaths and sweaty hand fidgeting quickly ensued. Before I knew it, the two-plane propeller at the front of the plane was spinning at full speed, and we were leaving the ground. I've been in quite a few 6-seater planes, so I already knew the turbulence sensitivity difference compared to a commercial Boeing 737. Yet this turbulence felt a little more real. Because I was technically in the back of the plane, every time we would bounce, my head hit the ceiling. Also, the plane would create a silent pause, so for someone quietly panicking on the back bench, this was a little terrifying. However, after we got to our cruising altitude of 4,500 feet, I was starting to enjoy our mid-morning stroll over Odessa. Once we were in the air for a few minutes, I was really able to clock in what I was seeing. From the ground, I don't think I've ever realized just how vast our surrounding areas are, and something about being in that miniature metal can forced me to truly be in the moment. Massive solar farms are planted far from town, along with bright blue saltwater pools at the sand mines. The Monahans sandhills seem minuscule compared to their substantial in-person impact. Despite my preceding jitters, my hour in the sky felt significant. My 13 months in Midland, every friend and connection, every feature and event, all fit into this small square radius, and I recognized how grateful I am to have spent time in West Texas. After we safely landed, I was ready to leave the sauna, but the experience was truly once in a lifetime. It's an intimidatingly different world from a vintage aircraft, but don't let your apprehension stop you from that same enlightenment. The CAF High Sky Wing does flights year-round. Leave a message at 432-254-6182 with your name and contact info to schedule. Here are some obituaries that appeared in the Midland Reporter-Telegram on Thursday, September 7th. Bobby Lee Sharp, age 90, of Midland, passed away on September 3rd at his home with his family by his side. Bobby was born in Gladewater, Texas, to Lee Verna Sharp and Mildred Aileen Carey Sharp on August 22, 1933. While attending elementary and high school in Gladewater, Bob was introduced to the game of golf. He was on the golf team for Gladewater High School and then went on to play at Kilgore College. After finishing at Kilgore College, he joined the United States Air Force. After completing 4 years of active duty, a friend of his wrote him a letter to encourage him to attend Hardin-Simmons University in Abilene, where he got a degree in business in 1960. He also played on the golf team and earned many honors on the golf course. His persistence, talent, and experiences from Gladewater to Abilene led him to his next adventure in the PGA Tour in 1962 and 1963. In 1963, Bob left the professional golf ranks and want to work in the oil business. A funeral service will be held at 3 p.m. Friday, September 8th, at Nellie Pickle and Welch Funeral Home Chapel. The family will hold a private graveside service at a later date. In lieu of flowers, the family requests you prayerfully consider a donation that would make a difference in someone's life to either Hardin-Simmons University Golf Team, 2200 Hickory in Abilene, Texas, 79698, or Reflection Ministries of Texas, Post Office Box 52371, Midland, Texas, 79701. Go online at reflectionministriestx.org. Arrangements are under the direction of Nellie Pickle and Welch Funeral Home and Crematory of Midland. Online condolences may be made at www.npwelch.com. Dwayne Poitvint Jr., age 66, passed away on August 31st after a short but aggressive battle with cancer. Although born in Mississippi, he continued to claim that he was Texas-born and raised. His parents were Dwayne Poitvint Sr. and Janella Poitvint of Pecos, Texas. While growing up in Pecos, home of the world's first rodeo, Dwayne served as a rodeo director in the 1980s and enjoyed serving in many of the community volunteer activities. Dwayne and his family lived in Midland after returning from Arabia. He worked in the oil and gas industry most of his life until retirement. Dwayne was preceded in death by his parents, Dwayne and Janella Poitvint. He is survived by his wife, Kim, of 44 years, his son, Garrett Dwayne Poitvint, and wife, Tandy, as well as several grandchildren, a son, Preston Scott Poitvint of San Antonio, a brother, Morris Scott Poitvint, and wife, Rosie, and son, Dylan, of Lake Jackson. A celebration of life is planned for Saturday, September 9th, at 1 p.m., at Evansberger Fisher Funeral Home, 1265 North Main Street in Burney, Texas, 78006. A short reception will be held following the service at the Clubs of Cordillera Ranch in Burney, Texas. The family has requested any donations be made to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital at stjude.org or 501 St. Jude Place, Memphis, Tennessee, 38105, or west of the Pecos Museum, 120 East Dot Stafford Street in Pecos, 79772. To leave condolences for the family, visit www.ebensberger-fisher.com. Arrangements with Ebensberger Fisher Funeral Home of Burney. Shirley Ann Stevenson, age 88, of Midland, passed away on July 15th at Manor Park in Midland. Shirley was born on April 24, 1935, to Roy and Lily Mish LeRoy in Great Bend, Kansas. She married Douglas Stevenson in September of 1976. She is survived by three children, Randall Allen Skinner, Sheldon Skinner, and Melissa Stevenson, as well as 10 grandchildren, 5 great-grandchildren, and 2 siblings, Glenn LeRoy and Marilyn Cooper. She is preceded in death by her husband, Douglas Stevenson, 1 son, Kendall Skinner, and 2 sisters, Alverda Lawrence and Donna Clark. A celebration of life will be held on September 16th at 2 p.m. at Manor Park Chapel. In lieu of flowers, the family asks you make a contribution to Baptist Crisis Center and One Hope Church of Christ of Midland. Betty Mae Woodruff Hutchison was the 8th of 10 children born to John Clifford Woodruff and Margaret Irene Wilson Woodruff on March 2, 1937. She passed away on Tuesday, August 29th, at the age of 86. Betty was born and raised in Midland, started school at South Elementary, and graduated in 1955 from Midland High School. Betty married her high school sweetheart, Riley Hutchison, in 1957. Betty was hired by an oil company before finding a better opportunity with a pharmaceutical company. She and Riley retired in 1986 and returned to home in Midland to be close to her parents and siblings. She is survived by her loving husband of 66 years, Riley Hutchison. Also surviving her are siblings J.B. Woodruff and wife Lorraine, Juanita Woodruff Salsich, Justin Woodruff and wife Brenda, and Carl Woodruff and wife LaVon, along with many nieces and nephews. She is preceded in death by her parents, her sisters Susie Stafford and Ruth Farrell, and brothers Jack, Cliff, and Wayne Woodruff. Visitation will be at Willowbrook Funeral Home, 1311 West Florida Street in Midland, on Friday, September 8th, from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Services will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday, September 9th, at Cotton Flat Baptist Church at 6409 South Highway 349. Interment will follow at 1 p.m. at Rest Haven Memorial Park, 4616 North Big Spring Street. A reception will follow at Juanita Salsich's home. Services entrusted to Willowbrook Funeral Home and Cremation Services of Midland. To place online condolences, please visit www.willowbrk.com. David Lee Barton of Odessa passed away on September 2nd at the age of 83. He was born on September 9th, 1939 in Big Spring, Texas, to Fred and Edna Hunt Barton. He grew up with two sisters, Minnie and Carolyn. David met the love of his life, Pat, at their apartment complex swimming pool. They shared 54 years together. David was vice president of the Bosworth Company for over 40 years. David is survived by his wife, children Dalen Martin, Tracy Leek, Dawn Barton, as well as several grandchildren and great-grandchildren. A celebration of David's life will be held at 11 a.m. Friday, September 8th, at Mission Dorado Baptist Church, 4142 Faudry Road, Odessa, Texas, 79765. Fond memories and expressions of sympathy may be shared at www.hubbardkellyfuneralhome.com for the Barton family. Wanda Louise Sharp was born on July 14, 1937, in Kanawha, Oklahoma, to Gerald Harry Sharp and Letha Odessa Sharp, and was the third of six children. She married Tom Martin in 1960 in Kermit, Texas. The family moved to Midland in 1967 and to Huntsville in 2006. Louise is preceded in death by her husband of 59 years, Tom, a sister, Altha, and brother, Jerry, and sister, Geraldine. She is survived by daughter, Kathy Rutledge, and son, Joe Martin, and wife, Kathy, all of Huntsville. Louise also leaves behind several grandchildren and great-grandchildren. A visitation will be held on Saturday, September 9th, at 9 a.m., with a funeral service following at 10 a.m. at Sam Houston Memorial Funeral Home in Huntsville. She will be laid to rest at May's edition of Oakwood Cemetery following the services. Memorial condolences to the family may be made at www.shmfh.com. Lorraine Spear of Midland passed away peacefully in her home on Sunday, September 3rd. Lorraine Adele Karankiewicz was born in Three Hills, Alberta, Canada, on December 7, 1963, to Henry and Bertha Serenowicz. At the age of 8, she and her family immigrated to the United States, settling in Chandler, Arizona. Upon graduation from college, Lorraine moved to Midland to begin her career with Exxon, and soon met her husband and the love of her life, Shane Spear. She is survived by her husband, Shane Spear, her son, Walker Spear, and his wife, Myra Spear, her son, Quinn Spear, and his wife, Elizabeth Spear, her sisters, Neva Bolchenek, Sheila Bramlett, and Cheryl Finch, and many friends and family. A memorial service will be held at Mid-Cities Community Church on Friday, September 8th at 10 a.m. In lieu of flowers, please send memorial donations to Teen Challenge Adult Centers of Texas, a local charity near and dear to Lorraine's heart. Arrangements are under the direction of Nellie Pickle and Welch Funeral Home and Crematory of Midland. Online condolences may be made at www.npwelch.com. Ronald Bowen, age 81, of Midland, passed away September 3rd. Memorial service will be held at 2 p.m. Saturday, September 9th, at Nellie Pickle and Welch Funeral Home Chapel in Midland. Arrangements are under the direction of Nellie Pickle and Welch Funeral Home and Crematory of Midland. Online condolences may be made at www.npwelch.com. Billy Ray Coleman, age 69, of Midland, passed away August 27th. A visitation will be held Thursday, September 7th, at Avalos Sanchez and Thomas Funeral Home from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Funeral service will be held Friday, September 8th, at Avalos Sanchez and Thomas Funeral Home, 1502 North La Mesa Road in Midland, Texas, at 10 a.m., with military honors. Cremation services will follow. Funeral arrangements have been entrusted to Avalos Sanchez and Thomas Funeral Home. Tammy K. Webb, age 62, of Midland, passed away on September 4th. In keeping with her wishes, the family has arranged cremation services. Funeral arrangements are under the care and direction of Avalos Sanchez and Thomas Funeral Home. Online condolences can be made at asancheztfh.com. Here is the Dear Abby column that appeared in the Midland Reporter-Telegram on Thursday, September 7th. Teens build relationship amid challenges. Dear Abby, I'm in a relationship with someone younger. I'm 17 and he's 15. When I first met him, I was told he was a junior. We were close friends and have been through so much together, good and bad, and we've now been in a 6-month relationship. We don't have bad intentions because we are waiting for marriage before having sex. I have struggled with depression and anxiety, but he makes me happier than I have ever been. He's the man I have been asking God for. He treats me like a princess. I have no doubt in my mind that he could be the one. The problem is, his parents don't like the age difference. My parents don't have a problem with it because their age gap is the same. They are also very strict, and they will agree only if his parents agree. His parents have a bigger age gap, but still are iffy about us. What I don't understand is why I can't be happy with him without our parents thinking we're going to have sex without thinking about consequences. When we are together, we forget about the age gap. How do I make my parents understand? Must we break up for the sake of our parents when I could fall into another depression? I don't want to go back to where I was. I can't lose him. Please help. Signed, Happy Girl Now. Dear girl, you don't have to lose this boyfriend, but you may have to postpone him. In the meantime, it's important that you receive help for your depression and anxiety, because it's unfair to your boyfriend to make your happiness his responsibility. Your happiness should not be dependent on another person. If your parents are unaware of your mental health struggles, tell them so they can assist you in getting professional help if necessary. If they cannot do that, talk about it with a counselor at your school. Dear Abby, my boyfriend Eli and I bought a beautiful white Labrador puppy, Sasha, 2 years ago. I live with him and my future father-in-law, Harry, at his father's house. Eli's father is basically a man-child. Harry feeds Sasha table scraps, and even though we have asked him to stop, he doesn't. He laughs and says the food won't hurt her. I think he is being very disrespectful. The extra food is making Sasha gain weight. We are worried about her health, but Harry doesn't care. We don't have enough money to move out yet. Harry is home a lot during the day when my boyfriend and I are working. We pay all of Sasha's vet and food bills. I'm not sure what to do about this. I would appreciate any advice you can give me. Signed, Pet Project in New York. Dear Pet Project, if possible, start asking friends or relatives if they would be willing to have Sasha stay with them during the day while you and Eli are working. Obesity isn't healthy for canines or humans, and regardless of Harry's motivation, he should not be stuffing your puppy after you have asked him not to.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the HEB grocery ads for the week of Wednesday, September 6th through Tuesday, September 12th. HEB Digi Deals. Save $3 off your basket when you clip digital coupon in my HEB app. When you buy $15 of HEB, HEB Organics, Higher Harvest by HEB, Mi Tienda, Hill Country Fair, or Central Market brand baking aisle flours, spices, sweeteners, salt, or cake mixes. Assorted varieties. Excludes vegetable and canola oils. Limit one per household. Buy HEB frozen meal or lasagna, 30 to 38 ounces, assorted varieties. Get free when you clip digital coupon in my HEB app, HEB Creamy Creations Sherbet, 1 quart, assorted varieties. Save up to $2.48. Save $1 when you clip digital coupon in my HEB app on any HEB Meal Simple Deli Green Salad, assorted varieties. Fresh boneless beef chuck roast, USDA Select, $4.49 a pound. Your choice, fresh Hill Country Fair chicken drumsticks or thighs, value pack, 99 cents a pound. Fresh pork tenderloin, sold whole in the bag, $1.97 a pound. Wild New Harvest Gulf Shrimp, 26 to 30 count per pound, previously frozen, $5.97 a pound. Fresh HEB Wild Caught North Atlantic Cod Loins, $12.97 a pound. Save $2 with yellow coupon, in-store or online, on HEB Sushia Harvest Roll, 8.96 ounces. Now $7.99 each with coupon. Green Bartlett Pears, 97 cents a pound. Tomatoes on the Vine, 97 cents a pound. Your choice, HEB Butternut Squash, 10 ounces, Green Beans, 12 ounces, or Sweet Potato Cubes, 16 ounces. 2 for $4. HEB Meal Simple. Save $3 off your basket with yellow coupon in-store or online when you buy $15 of HEB Meal Simple Featured Dish microwavable meal. Assorted varieties. Save $1 with yellow coupon in-store or online on H-E-B Meal Simple Simply Grill Oysters Rockefeller topped with garlic parmesan butter, herb panko, and bacon. 18 ounces. Now $8.97 each with coupon. H-E-B Meal Deal. Save more than $6 in free items with yellow coupons in-store or online. Buy H-E-B Premium Smoked Sausage Links, Texas size pack, 28.5 ounces, assorted varieties. Get 3 items free with yellow coupons in-store or online. H-E-B Butter-Flavored Flour Tortillas, 10 count. H-E-B Texas-Style Ranch Beans, 15 ounces. H-E-B The Big Chip Nutty Blonde or Mon Cherie Cookie by H-E-B, 10.6 ounces, assorted varieties. Combo Loco. Buy Whataburger Ketchup, 20 ounces, fancy or spicy. Get free with yellow coupon in-store or online. Bush's Best Baked or Grillin' Beans, 21 to 28 ounces, assorted varieties. Save up to $2.88. Buy H-E-B Made in Texas Peanut Butter, 18 ounces, assorted varieties. Get free with yellow coupon in-store or online. H-E-B Split Top Butter Bread, 20 ounces. Save up to $2.38. Buy Nabisco Oreo Party Size Sandwich Cookies, 25.3 to 26.7 ounces, assorted varieties. Get free with yellow coupon in-store or online. The Cowboy Cookie, 12.4 ounces, or the Mini Monster Cookie by H-E-B, 12.85 ounces. Save up to $2.98. Buy 2 H-E-B Pure Cane Sugar soft drinks, 12-pack of 12-ounce cans, assorted varieties. Get free with yellow coupon in-store or online. H-E-B or Big Time Crunch Party Size Chips or Cheese-Flavored Snacks, 13.75 to 18 ounces, assorted varieties. Save up to $3.68. Save $1 with yellow coupon in-store or online on General Mills Large Size Cereal, 12 to 18.2 ounces, assorted varieties. Save $2 with yellow coupon in-store or online on Nature Made Vitamins or Supplements, assorted varieties, with a retail value of $4 or more. Save $1 with yellow coupon in-store or online on H-E-B Lone Star's Cheddar Baked Snack Crackers, 40 count. Save $2 with yellow coupon in-store or online on H-E-B Must-Haves or All-Stars Variety Pack Chips, 30 count. H-E-B Pediatric Electrolyte Solution, 1 liter bottle. Assorted varieties, 2 for $7 with yellow coupon, in-store or online when you buy 2. Save 20% with yellow coupon, in-store or online, on Blue Buffalo Life Protection Formula Dry Dog Food, 5 to 24 pounds, assorted varieties. Save $3 with yellow coupon in-store or online on Downy Orgain In-Wash Scent Booster Beads, 18.2 to 26.5 ounces, or Liquid Fabric Softener, 190 loads, assorted varieties. Save $3 with yellow coupon in-store or online on About Body 3-Blade Sensitive Women's Shavers, 8 count. H-E-B Digi Deals. Save $3 off your basket when you clip digital coupon in my HEB app. When you buy $20 or more of HEB Fresh Market Prime 1 or HEB Fish Market Seafood Burgers, HEB Bakery Sweet Aloha Burger Buns, 8 count, HEB Natural Cheese Slices for Burgers, 8 count, and HEB Lettuce Leaves, assorted varieties. Limit one coupon per household. Save $5 off your basket when you clip digital coupon in my HEB app. When you buy $20 of HEB Thin or Rising Crust, Mighty Crust by HEB Cauliflower, or Midtown by HEB Flatbread or Pizza, HEB Meals or HEB Egg Rolls, Pot Stickers, Mozzarella Sticks, or Jalapeno Poppers Appetizers. Assorted varieties. Limit one per household. Save $2 off your basket with yellow coupon in store or online when you buy $8 of HEB condiments. Assorted varieties. Save $2 off your basket with yellow coupon in store or online when you buy $10 of HEB Hill Country Fair or Hill Country Essentials, disposable tableware, foil, wraps, or food storage containers. Assorted varieties. Save $1 with yellow coupon in-store or online on HEB Deli Meat Cheese and Cracker Tray, 24.5 ounces. Assorted varieties. Save 20% with yellow coupon in-store or online on any HEB Cody coolers, drinkware, apparel, or accessories. Save $2 off your basket with yellow coupon in-store or online when you buy $12 of HEB or Hill Country Fair soft drinks. Assorted varieties. Save $2 off your basket with yellow coupon in-store or online when you buy $12 of HEB water, Hill Country Fair, or HEB sports drinks. Excludes Hill Country Fair water. HEB Texas Backyard 6-inch Texanthemums. Assorted colors. $3.50 each. Destination Holiday Halloween Tabletop Collection, $3 to $14 each. Halloween Novelty Candy, assorted varieties, $0.80 to $12.48 each. Halloween Giant Candy Bags, 24.6 to 84 ounces, $6.98 to $32.88 each. Hershey's, Reese's, Cookies and Cream, Kit Kat, Payday, Almond Joy, or whatchamacallit king size candy, 2.6 to 3.5 ounces, assorted varieties, $1.50 each with yellow coupon, in store or online. Buy HEB batteries, 8-pack of AA or AAA, assorted varieties. Get free with yellow coupon in-store or online. A Read Three Children's Book, assorted titles, with a maximum retail of $1.50. Save up to $1.50. Save $3 with yellow coupon in-store or online on Duracell Copper Top Batteries, AA or AAA, 8-pack. Save $3 with yellow coupon in-store or online on DuPont Pro Clear Superior Household Air Filter, assorted sizes and varieties. Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Midland Reporter Telegram for Thursday, September 7th, 2023. Happenings. What's up with Midland? by Morgan Taylor Thomas. At Centennial Park, Tall City Memorial Stair Climb Concert, Saturday. At the Destination, Tejano Thirsty Thursday, Thursday. Friday Night Live, Desert Busted Radio, Friday. Karaoke Night, September 14th. Friday Night Live, Monty Branham, September 15th. Open Mic Night, September 21st. Friday Night Live, Von Tez, September 22nd. Tall City Blues Fest, September 23rd. Bring Your Own Blues Open Jam, September 28th. Friday Night Live, Last Child, September 29th. At Earth, Body and Soul, Walk-In Tarot Reading every Tuesday. Walk-In Reiki Energy Clearing every Wednesday. Soul Doodling, Saturday. Usui Reiki Level 1 Certification Class, September 10th. Kitchen Witchery, September 29th. At Midland Community Theater, Rumors, Friday through Sunday, September 15th and 16th, 22nd and 23rd, 29th and 30th. At Midland Palette Club, Linocut Printing, Saturday. At Midland Polo Club, Legging Up Tournament, Sunday. At Museum of the Southwest, Downtown Midland Farmers Market, every Saturday. Septemberfest, September 29th through October 1st. At Parks Legado, Farmers Market, Saturday. At the Tailgate, Party in the Permian, every Thursday. Family Fun Day, every Sunday. Southall, September 16th. Dueling Pianos, September 29th. Modern Pop-Up Market, September 30th. At Tall City Brewing Company, Geeks Who Drink Trivia, every Tuesday. Tall City Beer Run, every Thursday. Sunday Sweets, Sunday. Carnival de Agua Fresca, September 16th. At the Venue at Live Oak, The State Line Band and Cristianda, Thursday. Los Bravos de Ojinaga, September 14th. Sarah Hobbs, September 28th. At the Wagner Knoll Performing Arts Center, West Texas Symphony, Saturday. Joe Coy World Tour, September 14th and 15th. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse Live in Concert, September 20th. West Texas Winds Fall Recital, September 21st. Live on Stage, Key of G Live, September 24th. The Book of Mormon, September 27th and 28th. What to Know. 32nd Annual Air Show Weekend by Morgan Taylor Thomas. Grab your earplugs and sunglasses because it's Air Show Weekend in Midland. Everybody says, oh, it's the same show. But it's really not. We have different acts every year, so I'm always happy when I see familiar faces, wing leader Bill Coombs said. Everybody likes airplanes in some way or another. Older people who have an identification with the airplanes in World War II. Little kids just like to see the smoke, the noise, and the jets, so it's fun to see their smiling faces. Back for year 32, the Commemorative Air Force High Sky Wing will host the two-day event Saturday and Sunday for the public. Planes on display on the ground and in the air include four C-45s, World War II, P-40 Warhawk fighter, jet truck, three MiG-17s, high subsonic fighter, acrobatic planes, and more. Other festivities include pyrotechnics, simulated bombing raids, a wall of fire, and more. Both an indoor and outdoor exhibition space will be running, along with food and drink vendors. This year, a reduced ticket cost will be offered to the public via airshow.org. For ages 14 and up, $10. Ages 6 to 13, $5. And those 5 and under are free. Parking is $10, cash only. Fighter Squadron Chalet, Flightline Chalet seating, and VIP parking are also available for purchase. Gates open at 9 a.m. Flying begins at 11:30 a.m. and ends at 3 p.m. 9600 Wright Drive. At a glance, what? The 32nd CAF High Sky Wing Air Show. When? 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. Where? 9600 Wright Drive. How? Tickets from airshow.org.
We've been reading from the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American. Please stay tuned for the weather, followed by the second hour's reading of the newspapers.